morning adventure, or yeah, it is. It's a morning adventure. It's Thirsty Thursday morning adventure is what it is. But it's all compliments of Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. And you can find them in West Plains, and you can find them in Thayer. You'll also find them in Mountain Home, Arkansas. And we're heading not far from Mountain Home, Arkansas, as we visit with Gary and Diane Faraci from the Bayou Resort in Gamalia, Arkansas, which is just right down the road. And we're going to get our weekly Lake North Fork fishing report. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Gary. What a beautiful Thirsty Thursday morning, huh?
Oh, yeah. It is. Did you get a little rain last night?
Yeah, we got a nice rain, probably around 8 o'clock or so, rain for maybe an hour, you know, on and off and stuff. We got a heavy rain for a little bit. It was beautiful. It was absolutely nice. Cooled it down a little bit this morning, 71 degrees. Awesome. It's beautiful right now. We should stay this way all day.
Oh, man, you and me both. You and me both. Well, you know, hot week last week for sure. I'm really curious of what you heard from the fisher people.
It's been a little slow week.
Yeah,
it has. I mean, you know, the way the heat's been, I had a very few guys that went out early, and they didn't stay long. They did catch some fish. They said they had to work for it, but they weren't staying much past 10 o'clock, 9:30, 10 o'clock. They were done. I had two guys go out late in the evening. They didn't go out till like 7:30 or so.
Mm-hmm.
And they did okay. They put some lights out and stuff and stayed till about midnight. But, you know, if they're in the middle of the week, it's hard for a lot of people to get out there and do that and try to avoid the heat that we've had. I think as the weather changes here in the next few weeks, it's gonna really turn around.
Yeah, I it is. And the weather, while you have mentioned that, you know, today sunny 90, tomorrow sunny 90, Saturday sunny 90, Sunday sunny 86, some rain on Monday 85, Tuesday sunny 90, Wednesday sunny 90. But that's hot. But here's the other side of that. Our lows are going to be in the mid 60s. So
there we go.
Yeah,
there we go.
So the morning fish, you know, the morning cast, as my father would always say, the morning cast and the evening cast should be pretty good.
Yeah, and that's the guys I have talked to. That's they feel the same way about how that looks, you know, over the next week or so. And it hasn't been horrible, but it hasn't been as good as numbers. But we're halfway through August.
Yeah.
And you know, it's still pretty good. And I've been watching what the guides do, and most of the guides still have been doing very well. I mean, you know, they're out there just about every single day, and most of them, the pictures I see, they've been putting up there, they've been catching fish for their clients, so they've been doing well.
Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah, you look at what Bobby Barnes has done, what Bleeker's done, what Borgman's done. They've put their people on fish and done well, so. They're catching fish.
Yeah, and, you know, the baits, this is kind of, I mean, live bait is just a go-to, you know, and but there's, you know, artificial baits, the Bobby Garland, you know, I mean, there's others that is out there. Of course, we got a good friend there in Mountain Home, you know, that's making baits. And have you seen these little balls that got the little, you know, that's got all the tech, looks like a squid?
I have sold them.
What are they called? What are they called?
I'd have to look again, Gary.
Okay.
It's crazy. Let me, I bought a couple to put on the counter just to see what would happen.
Yeah.
And they went. and they went. Someone saw them, and they said, I like those. And so I ordered some that are pre-rigged,
right. Because
the ones I bought weren't pre-rigged. But and I didn't know how to rig them. So I, we'll see. I'm going to look and see what they're called right now. But
yeah. I'm just, you know, I... Shame on me. I'm not out there as much as I once used to be on the water, fishing and rivers and lake. But I just know that a lot of people are really talking about these baits, and a lot of it could be propaganda, you know, I mean, the publicity, and I mean, but I'm hearing that it's a different look, and the fish are pretty responsive to them.
Yeah, okay, so the one I'm looking at is called the Spider Monkey.
Spider Monkey! Love it!
A Spider Monkey, yeah, so Headhunter Spider Monkey.
Okay, Headhunter.
They come in a variety of colors. 20 millimeter is what I'm looking at. Yeah. Spider Monkey. They come Blue Eyes, Dark Knight, Electric Pumpkin, Golden Spark, Smoky, Green Pumpkin Magic, Watermelon Seed. So I have some more on order, some that are pre-rigged.
Uh-huh.
But I had a couple I just bought just to see what happened. Put them on the counter, and someone came in and said, "Oh yeah, I want them."
But evidently, you know, you've heard something about them, but are people working? I mean, you know, are they doing?
I haven't heard, as of yet, I have not. This has just happened. I have not had any feedback on them, but I probably here in the next few weeks when I get a chance, I'm going to grab one for myself. I'm going to ask our wholesaler what he thinks the best color is and grab one for myself and go out and figure out how to use it.
Yeah.
Maybe do a little YouTube video or ask around and that. But they're interesting looking.
Oh, they are. They are. Well, I need to get with Bobby or Borgman and you know, see if they've thrown any of them and kind of just get the scoop, you know, on that. So, Bobby, you're probably listening, you know, text me. But
they're crazy looking.
Yeah, they are. They're weird. But I've seen them, and they got good movement. And a lot of times, it's you know, with it's the flash of the spinner, or just how the bait reacts in the water when you tug on it, pop it, jerk it, and they've got really good movement. So I do see where they could be very effective, but I've just not really had anyone tell me, oh man, these things are kicking it now.
I haven't either yet, but I'm going to be working on it. Like I said, I sold a couple, and I'm going to be getting more in, and we'll find out. They look like they'd be awesome with all the little tentacles coming off and stuff, and and that. So,
well,
we'll find out, and as we get into September and the fall here, we'll see what happens.
Well, you know, I have heard my own little report of course, these are just our man, I tell you what, we have a following. If we were a rock band, you know what? We could tell every bar that was thinking about booking us, we've got a following. And and they're the bluegill chasers, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I've started a club. It's the Bayou Bluegill Chasers. And
hey, there we go.
Yeah. And they said that when it was hot, you know, really hot, that, boy, they were tearing them up. And they even enlightened me a little more. They said, you know, when it gets hot, the bluegill, they like to kind of, they'll swim up into the shallow water, and they'll hang out there. Then they'll dive back down, you know, into deep water. But they're constantly going back into, you know, shallower water. And they have had a heyday with them. As a matter of fact, they brought back, I think they said 16 that were 8 inches or better.
Oh,
think about that.
Gosh.
Think about an 8-inch bluegill, you know?
Wow.
That's a toad. Yeah. So they are listening. They are listening. And and they are dedicated.
Red worms and crickets, huh?
Yeah, they didn't say, of course, you know me, I'm a cricket guy, but there's nothing wrong with the red wigglers, the worms, neither. But they do, though, we have converted them. They are just using the cork. Because of the splash when it hits the water that it makes, you know, the plastic is too violent when it hits the water. The cork is more reflective of a June bug that crashes into the water or, you know, something like that, a grasshopper. And
yeah.
So, we do have some bluegill trophy fishermen that are listening. Uh-oh, I've got a text here, too. All right. Oh, urchin.
That could be twofold, that cork working for the bluegill.
Yeah.
Because you could bring your wine bottle, uncork it while you're sitting there watching for mermaids, and then later use the cork for bluegill fishing.
Oh, I just got a reply. I got a text. Farrell, thank you, buddy. Urchin bait, too. Urchin bait.
Urchin.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of the same. Yeah. And I'm assuming it's they're kind of you fish them as you would a jig because that's me. That's why I'm really interested in them because my go-to is jigs. I like to jig fish,
right.
And so that's why I've got some interest in them. And I like the way they work and they look in the water. I think they're going to be pretty good. Farrell, are you catching fish on them? He just, you know, Farrell, you see how fishermen are? I mean, they'll tell you the bait, but they ain't going to say, well, oh, yeah, they're killing it. But, you know, thanks, Farrell.
Let us know, and if there's a particular color, let us know.
Yeah, that ain't happening. I don't. No, but I mean, there's so many baits. You know, remember, what was it, 3 years ago, the Whopper Plopper. You know,
oh yeah,
and now the whopper. You see there, that's a pretty common thing, and when the fish are surfacing, especially if you're after the whites, hybrid stripers, and you got a newbie, the whopper plopper is just so easy to work.
It is, and it works well. They've engineered. It's got good action. It's a good bait.
Yeah, but you know, the thing that I chuckle at. And a lot of people will use them. They've got these extra large jitterbugs, and you know, yeah, and they work real. A jitterbug for someone that's not, you know, an everyday fisher person, and you're wanting to catch some stripers. Those a jitterbug works great. Just cast it out. Tell them cast it out there and just reel it. Just reel it.
Yeah.
It's easy, you know. But yeah, so the catfish people with the hotter weather, did you have anybody out there throwing some lines out?
I did no catfish at all this week. I did have one group of guys that went out later in the afternoon, evening, and did walleye fishing, and two of the three guys got their limits.
Oh, right on. Yeah, the walleye.
Yeah. And not too far from here either. They didn't have to go too far. They have found a spot where they've been doing well and been working it pretty good. So they were really pleased. I talked to them. They had some nice walleye. So, but nothing on the catfish last week. I would think that when this weather starts the next year, where the highs are going to be 90s, lows going to be 60s. I think we'll see some of that pick up.
Yeah. Well, and you know the stripers and the hybrids, and they've finally worked to deeper water. I'm sure there's still some around the creeks and, you know, the coves and stuff, but a lot of people they're fishing deeper for the stripers. Finally, I mean, this was a weird year.
It has been.
Yeah.
Look at the lake level. Where are we at?
Like 554 and some change.
Right, for August?
Yeah, it's crazy.
I haven't seen that in years. It's awesome. It is absolutely awesome. And like we talked about last week and week before, that maybe keeping it at a reasonable level, a consistent level, through the course of the spring and summer, it's really helped their habitat.
I don't know. I commend them on the job that they've done this year, the core with the lakes and the levels, because it's been, you know, it's been really, really good job on their part. Well, Gary, we appreciate you on that fishing report. But now for folks that would like to get on down to the Bayou Resort, I seen you made a post. You had, I don't know if it's still open, but you had a cancellation, and you've got one open for the next big holiday. For folks that would like to inquire about that, how can they get hold of you?
We still do have that one studio cabin available. We had a cancellation for Labor Day. So that's right now, that is still available. They can always give us a call at 870 5277. Our Facebook page, you can drop us a line over there, and we'll get back to you as fast as we can. And always on our website, thebayouresort.com, take a look at that. But, we still have that available, and I don't imagine it'll last very long, so we'll see.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, we appreciate you, and we shall catch up with you next week, okay?
Sounds good, Gary. Talk to you next week.
You betcha. Thank you. Hey, again, that's Gary Faraci, and that's our weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Reports, compliments of the Bayou Resort. We've got a quick break. We'll come back with a check on the weather. But don't forget, this hour is brought to you by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply.